عن كيس بن بشر الضغدي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أخبرني أبي وكان جليسا لأبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان بدمشق رجل من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقال له سهل بن الحنظلية وكان رجلا متوحدا قلما يجالس الناس إنما هو صلاة فإذا فرغ فإنما هو تسبيح وتكبير حتى يأتي أهله فمر بنا ونحن عند أبي الدرداء فقال له أبو الدرداء كلمة تنفعنا ولا تضرك قال بعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سرية فقدمت فجاء رجل منهم فجلس من في المجلس الذي يجلس فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لرجل إلى جنبه لو رأيتنا حين التقينا نحن والعدو فحمل فلان وطعنا فقال خذها مني وأنا الغلام الغفاري كيف ترى في قوله قال ما أراه إلا قد بطل أجره فسمع بذلك آخر فقال ما أرى بذلك بأسا فتنازع حتى سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال سبحان الله لا بأس أن يوجر ويحمد فرأيت أبا الدرداء رضي الله تعالى سر بذلك وجعل يرفع رأسه إليه ويقول أنت سمعت ذلك من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول نعم فما زال يعيد عليه حتى إني لأقول ليبركن على ركبتيه قال فمر بنا يوما آخر فقال له بالدرداء كلمة تنفعنا ولا تضرك قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المنفق على الخيل كالباسط يده بالصدقة لا يقبضها ثم مر بنا يوما آخر فقال له بالدرداء كلمة تنفعنا ولا تضرك قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم الرجل الخريم العسدي لولا طول جمته وإسبال إزاره فبلغ خريما فعجل فأخذ شفرة فقطع بها جمته إلى أذنيه ورفع إزاره إلى إنصاف ساقيه ثم مر بنا يوما آخر فقال له بالدرداء كلمة تنفعنا ولا تضر قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنكم قادمون على إخوانكم فأصلحوا رحالكم وأصلحوا لباسكم حتى تكون كأنكم شامة في الناس فإن الله لا يحب الفحش ولا التفحش رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن إلا قيس بن بشر فاختلف في توكيثه وتضعيفه وقد رواه له مسلم هذا قيس بن بشر الطغلبي رضي الله عنه relates my father who was a companion of Abu Darda رضي الله عنه informed me that there was a man in Damascus who was from among the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم this man's name was Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyya رضي الله عنه he led a solitary life rarely mixing with people. He was more concerned with coming for salat, and once he completed his salat, he will engage in the glorification of Allah and expressing his greatness till he reached his house. One day we were sitting with Abu Darda when this person, Sahal radiallahu anhu, passed by us. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said to him, tell us something that will benefit us without causing you any harm. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a military detachment for jihad, and it returned after some time. A man from this military detachment came and sat in the assembly of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then said to someone sitting next to him, if you only saw us, when we and the enemy met face to face, one person picked up a spear, struck someone with it and said, here, taste this from me, I am a ghifari. So what do you have to say about that, what he said? He replied, I think that he destroyed all his rewards. Another person who was sitting nearby heard this and said, I do not see anything wrong in that. Because it was not his intention to vex pride, but instill fear and awe in the enemy. These two continued arguing until the Messenger of Allah heard this. He said, glory be to Allah. There's no harm in the person to be rewarded at the same time be praised. I saw Abu Darda radiallahu anhu becoming pleased by this statement. He raised his head towards the man, Hazrat Sahal. Hazrat Abu Darda raised his hands towards Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu and asked, did you really hear this from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He replied, yes. Abu Darda then continued repeating the question, did you really hear this to such an extent that I thought that he will sit on his knees this to show real closeness to a person? He, my father, Bishr, said, the same man, Sa'd radiallahu anhu, passed by us on another day. Abu Darda then said to him, tell us something that will benefit us without causing you any harm. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, the person who spends on horses for jihad is like a person who extends his hands to give in charity without ever withdrawing it. And he is like a person spending all the time in charity. He passed by us another day, so Abu Darda said to him, tell us something that will benefit us without causing you any harm. He said, the Messenger of Allah said, what an excellent person Khuraym al-Asadi is. If only his hair was not so long and his loincloth, his izar, was not below his ankles. Khuraym heard about this statement of the Messenger of Allah. He immediately went, took a scissors and cut his hair till his earlobes and raised his loincloth till half of his calves. He passed by us another day. So Abu Darda said to him, tell us something that will benefit us without causing you any harm. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying, while returning from an expedition, you are returning to your brother as usual. Therefore, set right your saddlebags and your garments till you appear so handsome that you have no equal among people. Now that you are returning home after a lengthy journey, make good your appearance for your families so that they may rejoice when they see you and they do not retract from you. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the person who adopts a bad appearance, either unwittingly or wittingly. So this lovely sahabi, Hanzali, Sufi, quiet, mind his own business, mutawahid. Salat, tasbih, nobody should be quiet. But the sahabas knew each other. They knew the maqam of each other. So Abu Darda was a sahabi too. He narrates a lot, mashallah, Abu Darda. He's from those who narrate a lot of hadith, mashallah. A great sahabi. But look at the way they used to benefit. A Sufi sahabi, quiet one, tell us something which will benefit. And the way he said it too, something which will benefit us, no harm to you. Tell us something which will benefit us, no harm to you. Qala qala Rasulullah, qala qala Rasulullah, qala qala Rasulullah. Three times he said, Rasulullah said this, Rasulullah said this. So did you really hear this? If a person, in jihad you're allowed to. A person in jihad is allowed to show even takabbur. Understand? In jihad, you could. Rasulullah walk like this first in the Ramal to show the Makkans we haven't become weak when we went to Medina. And we do it. All the hajis, when they do Ramal, they walk like this, with their chest up, yeah? Otherwise you're supposed to walk with humbleness. But whenever you have to show the enemy Islam's power, you have to show that. Understand? So you have to... And in front, they say, in front of a mutakabir, a person to do tawazu is not right. So obviously the enemies, you have to instill fear. So they're there, take this from a gifari culture. So somebody said that he's also praised good. So the sahabas always, if they had ikhtilaf too, right in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Rasulullah would settle the dispute and make them understand the reality of everything. And then here, he mentions another thing, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jihad. He talks about, once Rasulullah mentioned about one sahabi, very lovely sahabi, but one problem, he keeps his hair too long. Too long here is not right. Up to here is the most. See here? When your hair reaches here, then cut it back here. Jumma limma wafra. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, right? It would come right up to Jumma limma wafra. Then Rasulullah would cut right up to here. So his was probably more longer up to here. You know, some people keep very long hair. It's wrong. It's totally against the sunnah. They think it's a sunnah. They think braiding and all that is a sunnah. I don't know where they get all this. It's because of jahalat. But this is not, or the hadith or the Tirmidhi where they say that Rasulullah had braids and this and that. So you have to understand hadith, right? So here, so this sahabi, as soon as he heard this, right up to here, his pants, and straight away, cut his hair that were all extra long up to here, because they were always obedient to Rasulullah. And then here, Rasulullah mentioning, how do you return from a safar? You return neat, tidy in that. So even when you go home, right, you're going to hug your wife, you're going to be, you go cool. Huh? Now that, because when a person is in safar, he gets sweaty, he gets, especially if it's a jihad safar in those days with the horses and everything. So come back in a very neat manner. So a person should be neat. Allah enable us to act upon these. Allah give the best reward to Sahaba for conveying these things to us.